Hello and welcome to Relationship Goals Question Mark. I am the limber Daniel Zachem, and with me is
the annoyed Amber Zachem.
No, woo!
I feel like I regularly use that descriptor.
Yeah, it is one of your favorite descriptors.
It's because you annoy me every time we record a podcast.
I know, I fucking suck.
Danny doesn't take any notes. He doesn't prepare at all. And this episode's on communication, so how fitting.
How fitting.
Couldn't be
more fitting.
More fitting.
Yeah.
Anyways, welcome, guys. Welcome. Episode 31.
Yeah.
We are, I don't know, someone asked me the other day about how seasons work on podcasts, and I said I didn't really know, and I didn't know when we would switch from season one to season two. But for now, we're still in season one.
We're still rocking season one. We're turning the corner, 31st episode.
31 episodes into season one.
Yeah.
We're like a hospital drama.
Oh, ER 15 seasons. Here we go.
I think it's more relevant to most people would be Grey's Anatomy.
Okay, great. Probably same thing, 15 seasons.
Sure. Give or take. 15 seasons, 30 episodes. Hour-long episodes.
Yeah.
Well, welcome. Stuff, anyways,
yeah.
let's see. We hit our 3,500th download.
What?
Which is awesome.
It's amazing.
We love you guys so much.
All the listeners.
Did we talk about Columbus, Ohio?
We did last episode, but you said they're still crushing it.
Yeah. For some reason, we have a lot of followers in Columbus. Shout out to Ohio, Columbus, Ohio.
Crushing it.
Closely behind Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Lake Stevens has fallen to fourth.
It's okay, Lake Stevens.
We appreciate you guys so much.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys. You guys are been rocking since the beginning. So
who knew that when we started this journey that we would be on our 30th episode?
31st episode.
31st episode. That is right. Yeah. I thought for sure you would give up after about 5 episodes.
People say we're still funny, so.
Actually, a quote was said to us the other day that said, it's kind of funny. Shout out to Marianne for that great
endorsement. Yeah, fantastic.
If you haven't rated our podcast, feel free to leave a comment like, it's kind of funny on Apple Podcasts.
Gives me a chuckle every now and again.
I laugh sometimes while I'm editing. So those are the episodes that I know are funny.
Yeah. If Amber's laughing, you know, it's a good time.
I don't know if we have any other business. Our Patreons can expect another bonus episode this week because we promised in for April to make up for our just missing a few episodes.
Little hiatus.
In March, yeah. Our little break we took. So if you are a Patreon, make sure to watch for that before Friday. I'm not going to promise a day because I don't want to hold myself accountable.
That's okay. Don't need to.
And if you are interested in listening to our bonus episodes, you can go to patreon.com/relationshipgoalsqm to join our Patreon. There's 3 different levels. We have the Smitten Kitten. The
names kill me every time.
Danver Defenders.
And the Relationship Goalies.
And the Relationship Goalies. You can get early episode releases. You can get bonus episodes every month. You can get video episodes if you prefer to watch us. I haven't actually been uploading videos just because we don't have any Relationship Goalies. But I know we will someday, so I need to get back on that. Hopefully soon.
Get some good content for them.
When they come. Some merch.
Yeah, merch.
So, like I said at the beginning, tonight we're going to talk about communication.
And how important it is for a relationship.
I'm titling this episode, Let's Talk. a lot of this, I wrote this episode, but I also did consult with the article 8 Ways to Improve Communication and Find More Fulfillment by Tony Robbins.
Love it.
And I will put the link to that in our show notes. So you will be able to check that out if you're interested in learning more. Just want to cite our sources. I've heard about some real famous podcasts getting in trouble for plagiarism.
Oh, that's not good.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to be those people.
I mean, for right now, I don't think we're on anyone's radar. But you never know.
No, you never know that one person that stumbles upon it.
So let's talk.
let's get into it.
Let's chat. Let's
communicate.
Let's just like talk it out.
Yeah.
So the first thing.
What's that like accent you got rocking? Like, oh my God. Let's talk it out. Yeah, that. I don't know. Are you going to talk like that for the rest of the episode?
I pray that I do not. However.
But she digresses.
Sure, I digress. So the first thing I want to talk about is just the fact that there are a lot of ways to communicate in a relationship. I think that some of them maybe are daunting to some people and others are kind of an advantage. So what would you say your communication style is?
It takes me a while. Like, you always know when I'm going to communicate because you can see it in my face. It takes me a minute to like gather my thoughts. I'm not always like just like whatever's on my mind just comes out. But, you know, like I tend to try to communicate. My whole job's about communicating. So I tend to try to be as communicative as I can be. Thank you.
You're welcome.
But so I know sometimes, like, for instance, I'm not the best texter in the world. I'm not the best about getting back like on that stuff. So
I don't know about that. I feel like you text me more than I text you.
I try to be good.
So I would say that I like to talk about things in the moment and
100%.
Danny would rather wait.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I mean, there's some things, but like for the most part, I'd rather just talk it over with and be done with it.
I guess my thing with that is sometimes like I just don't have all my thoughts in the moment. Whereas like, I think Amber is very good at like thinking and like speaking right there. Like, and what she's saying is what she means. Whereas me, sometimes I'll say something I don't mean just because like it's there and like I just haven't had time to like formulate or like think it all through as much. So sometimes we do clash on that too. So.
Yeah. That's something we've been working on though for years. Yeah. To like me be more patient, you put your thoughts together so we can have a discussion sooner rather than later.
Yeah. Not easy though.
No.
Definitely not easy.
I do think that the amount of ways people can communicate now, as far as like technology goes, can be both daunting and also like a positive thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, actually it was funny. I was watching He's Just Not That Into You, which was created in like the early 2000s or like maybe like 2010 era, you know? But she said that she misses the day where people had one phone and one answering machine. And now you have an email, a work email, you have a phone, a work number,
have work phones, like separate, right? Like multiple phones.
You have Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, TikTok. And she said that she didn't want to be rejected on 7 different devices. And that's funny because communicate, like we all are so connected to each other. Yet I feel like for the most part, maybe we talk more
through technology.
And so like making that a part of your relationship is actually almost a necessity now. It's not something that you can't always hold off to talk in person. People have long distance relationships. There's a lot going on. And so like, I feel like you and I are almost in constant communication.
One way, shape or form. And it's funny because like when we are together, you'll be like, put your damn phone down. Just get off your phone. Like, just put it down. You don't need to be talking to people right now. Like, hang out with me. And like having like all the different ways to communicate just makes it so you are accessible to everyone all the time. That can be hard.
It's a disadvantage for people that you're in person with,
yep.
But an advantage for people when you're not. So those are things that you kind of have to know about yourself and about your partner,
mm-hmm.
to be able to best, you know, maximize your strengths and weaknesses together. I think another component of communication is how you communicate your feelings. So both how you're feeling about what's going on in your life and how you feel about the way that your significant other is treating you, I guess.
And this one's important. Like if your significant other is being shitty, like say something. Like why don't hide that, or like don't be scared to say something. Like if you're going to be with that person, you can't be like afraid to just, you know, speak your mind and just be like, you're treating me shitty. Like what you said is shitty. Like you're allowed to like talk that through and, you know, discuss why why you feel a certain way.
So I think actually something you just said, I would be annoyed about, because you just said you're being shitty. That's not expressing how someone's feelings make you feel. That's you blaming someone.
That's true.
Where you should say, what you're doing right now is making me feel bad.
But, yeah.
It's not about what they're doing. It's about how it makes you feel.
Yeah. Prefacing it correctly.
Right. And just expressing it in terms of yourself and not putting something on someone else.
Yeah.
Because I think that there's a slippery slope there when you're telling someone who they are or how they're being, as opposed to how it relates back to you.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. I feel like I have a really easy time communicating my feelings to you, and I have a really easy time communicating how your actions affect me.
And I have a very difficult time, I think, telling you how I feel. And it takes me a long time to, like, I know how I feel, but it's hard for me to, like, get it out in words.
And why is that?
That's a great question. It's much like my father. Unfortunately, my father does this. We have the same mannerisms when it comes to that stuff. If you ask a question, like, you can see the thought formulating. You can see it, like, about to come out. And then you said there's always, like, this, like, little, like, thing we do.
It's like a breath or some sort of audible pause, if that makes any sense, that Danny and his dad do before they speak. So it's, I call it pre-talking.
Yeah, but we do it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. You always know it's coming.
Did you answer my question?
I think so.
What did I ask? Okay, so neither of us know.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's going well.
I think a big topic for me when it comes to communication in our relationship is communication as it revolves around expectations. So I think this is one of those major pillars in a relationship that has taken me probably the longest of most major revelations to learn. I know that this is a major point of contention for us. And I think it's been about the last year that I realized that when I in my head have a plan and want it to go a certain way and don't communicate it to you, and then you ask me what my plan is, or you tell me what your plan is, and it's not the same, I get super upset.
Yeah.
And part of this is I have anxiety around plans in general.
You do not like when plans change.
No, I sometimes can't handle it. But I know if I communicate what I want to you, and then you, even if it's not agreed upon, at least then in my head, I'm not running on, okay, this is what the plan is today. And then when it changes, I spiral.
Yeah.
If I communicate my plan to you as soon as I want that plan, and you say either, yep, that sounds good, or no, I want to do this, at least then we can come to an understanding. And I think the assumption around expectations rather than laying them all out there is actually been like the most helpful to our relationship recently.
Yeah. I think for years, like you said, I think we kind of just assumed each other's plan, and then we would both have a thought in our heads, and then it would be time, and then we wouldn't be on the same page. And then, you would be very upset. And then I would get upset because it's just like, what the hell? And I am not the best about communicating my plans. And I change my plans a lot, or like my plans come out of the blue a lot, I feel like. And you are very like open, and like, you give me the time, and like, you're very open to letting me do what I want to do.
Letting you?
You know what I mean.
I hate that
word,
though.
I know you hate the word letting. I know you're not letting me, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. Like, no, I think that, and that's a really good thing about our relationship too, is that when you or I want to do something and the other person doesn't want to do it, for the most part, like, that's never an issue. Like, we're fine doing things on our own. Mm-hmm. And you go out with your friends, and if I don't want to go, I don't go. And the same is true for me.
And sometimes we do impromptu things. I'll go home, you'll go see your family. Like, we make those plans and just make it work around what we have going on.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
I think communication, I mean, obviously this is kind of just like redundant, but like without communication, none of the other important things in a relationship matter.
100. I mean, why be in a relationship if you're not going to communicate with the other person, or if you don't want to communicate with that other person? Like, there's no point then be in a relationship with yourself.
Well, you should be in a relationship with yourself too. You should be clearly communicating your expectations to yourself.
Yeah. In a healthy way.
In a healthy way.
In a healthy way.
Not like yelling at yourself. Why? Why did you do this? Why? Okay. So the next part is communication when you're apart. So
another big one.
Obviously, couples can't be together at all times. Who would want to be? I mean, Danny and I are together a lot, but we do spend time apart. This last week, I ran up to Minneapolis for just a night. The week before, Danny was in Grand Rapids.
Yep.
So our communication when we are apart is actually probably our worst point of communication, I guess, if you want to call it that. We tend to not talk that much when one of us is gone.
We call like a little bit, or like if one of us is driving, we'll like reach out and be like, you know, hey, we're driving, just like checking in. But like while we're like out doing the things, I feel like we are not the best at like, oh, just like checking in. I mean, we do. It's not like we go a whole night and not check in, but.
Well, you sometimes do.
I fell asleep that one time.
I truly don't know what you're talking about. Oh. I think no matter what, you need to set an expectation for what your feelings for what you expect from your partner. So if they're away, do you expect them to call you in the morning and night? Do they need to be checking in all day? Do they need to be readily available by their phone? And then vice versa, you need to be able to communicate to your significant other if you're away, what expectations you have. And like, if you aren't going to be available, just say that. I mean, I know that doesn't work for all couples. It's not like easy peasy. That might mean you have like some sort of toxicity in your relationship.
But it makes it, I feel like if you do it that way, it makes it easier. At least you're being like honest and upfront about it.
I mean, I would rather you say like, I'm just going to check in at the end of the night. I'm not going to be by my phone. I want to be present, and that's great. Or if you say, I'm not going to talk to you at all. I mean, I feel like I would, like just even a text that said like, hey, good night, love you, talk to you tomorrow, as opposed to not hearing from you at all. But like, I don't need much while you're away.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think it just comes down to what works for the couple.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we've always made it work. We didn't always make it work. I think we struggled in the beginning of our relationship with that, with like setting our boundaries when we were away. And sometimes we would check in way, way, way too much. And it'd be like, hey, like, give me some like room, like I'm with my friends or something. But ebbs and flows, balance, that's something I think we've worked on, even though it is still an area that we need to improve.
Yeah,
we've worked on that throughout the years. I guess next, going down like the list that we have, communicating during sex. Obviously, being romantic, being in a relationship, you're probably going to be having sex. Communicating during sex, what is okay, what is not okay. Obviously, like things that you want, she wants, very important to be talking those things through openly. Like, I wouldn't want to do anything that she's really not going to like. I don't know.
I think it's also about just, you know, knowing yourself and knowing what you like. And I think that people have expectations in a relationship where, you know, maybe, oh, the sex isn't good, or, you know, they don't know how to do this well. And I think that when two people, you know, first start seeing each other and you first start becoming like physical with someone, they don't know everything you like. And they don't know, you know, I guess when we started dating, we were in our early 20s. So it's not like people were like vastly experienced at 22 years old. But I think that the more you communicate with your partner, the better it's going to be. It's only going to get better when you're saying the things that they do that you like, and vice versa.
And just like being in the moment and just, I don't know, being open with your partner, communicating. But
I will often say like, no,
Yeah.
That is not it.
And that's okay. Like, I'd rather be doing something that we both enjoy rather than something that's either like hurting her or something that she's not enjoying. Like, I'm happy that she tells me that. Like, let's change it up. I'm here to please. Like, part of sex is pleasing your partner. So if you're not doing that, then change it up.
Also, I think like a big part of consent is also realizing that like you choose throughout the entire experience if you want to be having sex. If at some point you are having sex and you change your mind, you can say like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
Once you start something, you don't have to finish it. That's not a rule. So I think if you are into something and then for some reason you aren't, that's totally fine. And if it's not fine with the person that you are having sex with, that's a huge fucking problem.
Big red flag.
It's not even a red flag. It's just sexual assault. If you say, I don't want that, and they are mad or keep doing it.
Yeah, it's unconsensual then? Is that the word?
Non-consensual.
Non-consensual.
So just know that whatever you want and whatever you're comfortable with, you need to communicate. And know that like, if it's the right person and if it's just a good person in general, not even the right person, they're going to receive that in a positive way.
Yeah. And if someone says no during sex, it's okay. You can say, I'm sorry, you know, learn, figure out like where, you know, what happened, why something went wrong and, you know, grow from it. So next time that doesn't happen.
Danny and I were recently having sex after a night of drinking. And I unfortunately get, well, I call it whiskey vagina, but essentially just very, very dry, dry vagina. And at one point I was like, this just hurts a lot. And we just stopped having sex because I was like, I just don't really want to do this. Yeah. And Danny was like, well, I wish you actually would have just told me sooner because I don't want to hurt you in any way.
Yeah.
And like, that's how it should be. There's no reason that like anything you dislike should not be communicated just because it's maybe awkward.
Yeah, it's not like my feelings were hurt. We've been having sex for years.
Nine years.
Yeah, it's not gonna hurt my feelings. Like I know when we have good sex, and I know there's, you know, times where that has happened. So
exactly.
I mean, if we're gonna be together forever, that's gonna happen. That's life. Go with the flow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go with the flow.
Yeah, the flow.
The last thing. Before we get into the Tony Robbins 8 ways to improve communication, is just being really open to apologizing, learning, and growing. Yeah. So I feel like one of the best things you can learn as an adult, whether you're single or have relationships that are platonic or have romantic relationships, are just that you can be wrong, and you can be wrong all the time, and it's okay. People make mistakes and they say things they don't mean, or they say things they do mean, and they still can be wrong. And I think when you accept that apologizing and learning from your mistakes, you're only going to see like such positive results.
And just because someone does something wrong, like, you don't always have to go after them. You don't always have to scold someone for doing something wrong. Like, trust me, most of the time when someone does something wrong, like, they feel bad enough about it. So like, I don't know, in a relationship, sit down with them and like help them through it, so they do get to learn and know what happened that went wrong. And then everyone grows and everyone's happier because of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think that we do a good job of apologizing when we're wrong. I think we both often are saying sorry about something we did. I think that you sometimes need a little more time to think about the situation.
I think sometimes I say I'm sorry a lot, but sometimes I'm saying sorry maybe just to
end the conversation.
But I am sorry, but she knows that like I have to get to the deeper meaning behind it.
It's
if
better,
she wants to know like that.
It's better when we have a conversation or are having a disagreement and you leave the room and then you come back and say, this is why I'm sorry, this is why I was wrong, as opposed to just saying sorry. Because it's just more meaningful when you understand what you're apologizing for.
Yeah, 100%. I guess we'll go into the, the 8 different ways
to improve communication and find more fulfillment.
Woo!
So again, I'll put the link in the show notes so you can see this on like any place where you listen to our podcast. So I didn't actually write down a lot of notes about this. I just wrote down the 8 things. So we can, some of them we've already discussed, but we'll touch on them. The first thing is just identifying your own communication style.
It's important.
So like I said, I like to talk in the moment. I would prefer to talk face to face, if anything. If that's not available, then on the phone. And I like to have a direct conversation where we come to a conclusion. That's definitely my communication style.
And I liked coming to a conclusion too. And I like it face to face, but maybe I want more time to, in sales, I always call it like ammunition. That's not the right word. Just to have, you know, my thoughts and my feelings together. So I know where I am and like, you know, so I'm not just like rambling on about nonsense. Like I want to know what I want a purpose, you know, behind what I'm talking about.
It's interesting that that's your communication style and it is not your podcast style. No,
she's not wrong.
Okay.
Not wrong.
The next step would be, what are your partner's needs? So understanding for me, when I think about what Danny's needs are in terms of communication, he needs time to think about what he will gather his thoughts, what he wants to say, what he wants to do. He also can't handle when I am just kind of rapid fire being like, why is this happening? What are you doing? Blah, 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 blah. Like I need sometimes, even when I'm really upset, I know for us to have the best communication possible that sometimes I can't give it to him all the time because I have my own communication needs, but sometimes I need to take a step and let him have that time that he needs to be able to at least come to a real conclusion as opposed to making the fight worse.
Yeah. And I guess like vice versa, like I know I have to give Amber like if it's there and it's going to happen, like I need to give her something. Like if I do need time, like that's okay. But she needs like something to know, like that I acknowledge like what I did was wrong. That can be tough because sometimes when one thing is wrong, it kind of with her and she's in that spot, like it can snowball real quickly. It's like, well, that's wrong and this is wrong. Oh, and that was wrong from a week ago. And then it's just like, well, shit. Well, now I'm in a pickle. Yeah. And then she'll go to the past and then she'll go to the future. And it's just like, well, shit. Now I'm just.
In my mind, all the things are connected. And in Danny's mind, all the things are their own.
Their own events. But she just.
To me, it's all it's one
life.
Thing.
To her, it's life. To me, it's all these separate things that like don't go together, but they do.
Well, and it's just good, even though like. Even if we don't agree on it, the fact that we recognize it about each other is the most important aspect of communication.
Yeah, 100%. Next one, reevaluate if needs are being met. This is an important one. You have to be evaluating. You should be you should be evaluating everything in life, your needs and your partner's needs.
Well, and the thing is like.
They change.
Something that someone needs at 25 isn't going to be the same that they need at 35.
No.
Your mindset changes, your responsibilities change, your life changes. And so, you know, when Danny and I first met, all I needed him to do was like, give me attention.
Yeah.
I just wanted to know that like, he actually like liked me. Whereas like now I need, like we have 3 pets. We own a home. We have a lot of joint sort of
responsibilities.
And so I need him for vastly more things than I needed him for 8.5 years ago.
Yeah. Honesty and openness.
There's no point in communication if you're not being honest and open, because that just means you're
a liar.
Lying. I don't know. You're lying to yourself.
Why be in a relationship if you can't be honest and open with the person? Like just, I don't know. Maybe a question to ask some viewers, like, because I know there's people out there that struggle with that. Like, why be in a relationship if you can't be open with the other person? Is it just because you like the title of being in a relationship? What is the underlying factor that leads you to wanting that?
Well, I think people like the comfort of a relationship. They like the, you know, having someone around. They like
someone having your back.
Yeah. So there's a lot of reasons that people go into relationships. However, you're not going to be able to be in a very healthy or functional relationship if you don't have honesty and openness, and even if that's going to quote unquote get you in trouble or cause issues, like you have to, the tough conversations are the worth it conversations.
Yeah. The make it or break it. I mean, we've had some real tough conversations.
We are going to too in the future.
Well, like forever. I mean, we always, that's how we learn and how we grow through tough conversations.
Until you're divorced. We're divorced.
Yeah. Tiffany.
Yeah. Danny's going to marry some 22-year-old named Tiffany. I just have a feeling.
Tiff.
Bottled blonde.
Yeah. Some bottled blonde.
Yoga pants. Gender reveal party planner. That's probably her job.
Some kind of event planner.
Just gender reveal parties, specifically. Specializing in pyrotechnics.
Oh.
Yeah, right. She can't even spell that word. The next one is being present. So obviously we touched on that when we talked about being together versus being apart. I think that I would rather not talk to Danny all day long and have him present at home, as opposed to the reverse of that.
Yeah. I feel the same way on that. I like when we're together and here and.
But I also like to give that courtesy to the people I'm with when I'm not with Danny too. Like I want to be present with them.
Yeah.
And so.
And I understand that. But.
On the reverse of that, letting things go.
And letting things, that's a tough one. Oh, you okay?
Oh, I just hit my ankle bone against the metal of the bar stool.
Oh, no.
Anyways, letting things go is a really hard one. And it kind of comes down to the like picking your battles thing. During the day, Danny thinks I'd never pick my battles. He just doesn't realize how many battles there are because I do pick my battles. During the day, don't text him until there are three things that set me off. And he thinks I'm not picking my battles, but I let two full things go and then boom, explosion.
It happens most days.
It didn't happen today.
It didn't.
And the house was super messy. And I didn't even say anything about your stupid weights being out.
I'm surprised you're able to put them away.
Oh, I can't lift 50 pounds. I can lift Lincoln.
The next one, breaking negative patterns.
This one is a really hard one because you first have to identify those negative patterns in yourself and then actively work on
changing the habit.
I know that for Danny, and I don't say this. I say this in like a very, I don't know, like I'll say like, oh, that like, don't be dumb. And I know that that's a trigger word for him. And I don't mean that I actually think he's dumb. It's something that I have to actively work on not saying because I know it really upsets him. And I think he's so smart. I think that Danny is, I mean, I wouldn't marry him if I thought he was dumb, but I know that the way I'm saying it and the way he's interpreting it are different, but I need to realize that if I'm hurting him in that way, that I have to break that pattern. And I work on it anytime we fight to not say stuff like that, because I know that it's upsetting to him.
I was going to say the big one is always trigger words. There's always words that, for instance, when dumb was a good one. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've definitely called you names. I definitely don't call you now because you've told me that they hurt your feelings. And I, you know, had to actively not do that.
I guess I'm the only forthcoming one here. There's other negative patterns though, other than just trigger words.
There's routines that are negative. Things like that. Those are patterns.
I think it all comes down to, with communication, you need to be honest with yourself. You need to be open with your partner. You need to realize that relationships are in a state of constant fluidity and movement. And you need to be able to say you're sorry, able to accept when you're wrong, able to communicate that someone else hurt you.
Yeah.
And then the last thing is being able to start over. So in relationships, it's all about forgiving and moving on. And you have to be able to be like, okay, today's a new day and this is where we're starting from. Mm-hmm. And you're going to start from square one a million times in a long-term relationship.
100%. And it's okay to start over. It's okay. You know, if you have a blowout fight and the next day, you know, you feel like you took a couple steps back, maybe that's okay. you're starting over, you're starting, it's a new day, and you grow and you learn and you move on. And, you know, hopefully, like, hopefully you get back to where you were and you keep growing and become stronger because of it.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus, as Melissa Gorga would say.
Yeah.
Real Housewives of New Jersey, Melissa Gorga.
Yeah.
Well, guys, thanks for listening. Thanks for hanging out with us.
On our 31st episode.
Danny's 31.
Yeah, so. 31st episode, 31 years old.
Ooh. Exactly. I'm still a very young, fresh 30.
Flirty 30 over here.
Yeah, flirty and 30. I guess our next episode will be in May. So.
Other than our bonus episode for the Patreon.
True. If you want to follow us on social media, you can find us at Relationship Goals QM on Instagram, Relationship Goals ? Podcast on Facebook. We have a Gmail, relationshipgoalsqmpod@gmail.com. You can, of course, join our Patreon, patreon.com/relationshipgoalsqm. And no one's bought a sticker in a while. So if you're interested in buying a sticker, you can Venmo me $3 at Amber Zachum.
Yeah, get a sticker.
You can message us on any of our platforms too if you want to buy a sticker.
Yeah.
And on that note, Danny's going to cheers us with, I don't know, I'm drinking fiber water and he's having coffee. So we're getting real old over here.
We're crushing today. Let's go. Cheers to just open communication. Cheers to people talking in person to each other and not always over a phone or a chat or something. Cheers to people just talking with people.
Let's talk.
And with that, I guess, have a good day.
Have a good fucking day.